wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Purchase a new roof from John Beal Roofing before December 15th. Mention the Big 550 KTRS or the McGraw Show, and John Beal Roofing will give you a $500 gift card to help out for the holidays. Even if you've received a bid from John Beal in the past, that offer is still good, both residential and commercial, plus that $500 gift card. 15% off all roof repairs, courtesy of John Beal Roofing. Mention KTRS and call 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Shell V Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V Power and let the excitement begin.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale, Tuesday and Wednesday, for 50% off gifts store-wide. Last chance, Kohl's.com, extra 20% off, and free no minimum shipping ends Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Well, I would imagine this is the time of year when more people would love to get an opportunity to ask Jose Hernandez, who's going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Yeah, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. So I guess you saw the story. What do you think about the drone-delivered packages? Have you been following this? Amazon says...
I saw that on 60 Minutes last night.
They say we're 4 to 5 years away. I say not going to happen. I can't imagine quadricopters not dropping from the air, but setting down, releasing your package, and taking off. It seems cool. It's real Jetson-like. I don't think we're going to see that happen, but it's fun to think about, I guess. Do you think we're going to have this?
I think the CEO of Amazon, I watched the report last night, said that basically the only reason Amazon exists right now is because they're the best for the moment. But ultimately, something will come along in the future to put them out of business, and his goal is to postpone that as long as possible.
You have to evolve with the...
I think that if he says it's going to happen, you may not see that directly, but you'll see something similar to it.
Yeah, something similar. I just don't see a world where the air is cluttered with lots of propellers delivering, you know, I mean...
Swatting them like flies?
Yeah, you're talking about filling the air with, if we got to that point, with... I'd see all kinds of problems with that, and liability and lawsuits, and some kid getting a haircut he didn't intend to get when one of those things malfunctions and lands on his head and cuts his, you know. It's fun to watch, and I did watch the demonstration. It was fun to watch a package flying across the air with four blades carrying it. Like, it's like it'd been picked up by a hawk or something. And it was kind of fun.
It'll be interesting to see how they develop the technology for that, because in addition to delivering it, they need to identify who's picking it up, because if I hear a quadricopter coming by in the neighborhood, I'm going to find out what somebody else ordered. I'm pulling out the shotgun.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. That's the other thing that's going to be a problem, is kids are going to try to throw rocks and knock them down, get a shotgun and shoot it out of the air, or a pellet gun, a BB gun. I see trouble. I see an opportunity to knock one out of the air and take the package, you know, because here it is, holiday. Maybe it's a pair of Beats headphones. I'll knock it out of the air if I'm a numbskull kid. Peon, Dan, do you have anything you want to throw at Jose?
No.
Anything you've discovered?
No.
Well, it's all yours, Jose.
Because the other interesting thing, Frank, if somebody had told you 30 years ago that you would carry a small computer in your pocket that would allow you access to information anywhere
agree.
In the world.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I couldn't agree more. Look, I'm still amazed at FedEx. Sometimes I cannot believe that they're profitable, and I know they are, but how you can take a package, put it on a jet, and get it to me tomorrow. Wow. And then the ground, it's not just getting it in through the air. It's got to land. It's got to be put on a truck. That truck's got to get another truck. It's got to come to my house, all in 24 hours. It's unbelievable to me. It's still unbelievable to me. What do you have for us?
Let's see. Healthcare.gov, according to the federal government, it's fixed.
Yay!
All right.
Yay! Thank goodness. Everything's wonderful.
We won't have to hear about this anymore then.
Oh, that's a lie.
What?
It seems that the back part of it, the part where they send the information to the healthcare providers, is either incomplete or so garbled they can't read it that they're actually having to hire people to get on the telephone and call the applicants to confirm the information on their sheets.
Well, I will go ahead. I did it months ago, and I'll stick with it, and I'll update it now. And this is not political. Don't get mad at me. This is not a commentary on politics. This is the statement of what I believe to be fact. You think it's a mess now, and you think it hasn't affected you yet? Sit tight. Just wait.
It's coming.
Just wait. It's coming.
Again, if you want to avoid that whole healthcare.gov problem, go to healthsherpa.com, enter your zip code. It will give you all the plans you're eligible for and a button that says contact a provider, and it will even give you the verbiage, catastrophic platinum coverage that you need to say to get the healthcare you're looking for. Hmm. Cyber Monday?
I don't have insurance through the station. Did it go up yet at all?
It's coming up here shortly.
April, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I got my first premium. Well, I have mine through a union, and there's already been an increase, and I think that's the first of more to come. So I was just curious about the station's plan.
Yeah, I think we renew ours in April.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Cyber Monday, they expect 131 million people to buy a little over $2 billion worth of products this year.
Good.
That's up from $1.4 billion last year and 129 million people. The United States falls to 31st place in the global broadband speed list.
To what place?
31st.
How can that be?
We're behind the Ukraine and just ahead of Malta.
Wow. Malta. Let's speed it up.
Yeah. Last place is Cuba. Third place is Romania. Singapore is second. And Hong Kong is the number one with 70 megabits per second.
Hmm. And I'm guessing that's instantaneous.
Compared to what we have, yes.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Dell has introduced two new monitors, a 32-inch and a 24-inch. They're ultra-high-definition monitors.
Oh, computer monitor.
Yes. The 32-inch is $3,500, and the 24-inch is $1,400.
Ultra-high-def.
Ultra-high-def, 4K.
Yeah, I don't need that. I still don't watch movies on a computer. So
You watch it on your iPad.
Sometimes, yeah. I've watched a couple of things on iPad, and I will admit, I do like the quality and the convenience of that, and maybe, we're headed more that way. You ready to take some calls?
Please.
All right, they're lined up and ready to go. Up first is Evan. Evan, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Evan, how are you?
Pretty good. Amen, BM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, Jose, so I've got a question for you. We had bought from the Black Friday, we have a 5- and a 7-year-old, and we're getting tablets for him. We're looking at basically we got an RCA 7-inch tablet. We get it home, it's a good buy, and we're kind of like testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their kids are going to be using it just for games, basically, and watching like their shows. But everything was working fine with it, and out in the living room, she took it back in the bedroom and was playing with it, and it was going really slow compared to what it was. And we were looking at it, and it's only got a 1.2 gigahertz processor speed on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, it's almost like the wireless. We're doing it wirelessly, and the connection out in the living room had a better connection, let's say, than back in the bedroom.
Yes.
So I told her I'd rather it was an RCA, and I'd rather get more of a name brand. So she's going to take that back. And she just bought a Kindle Fire HD today.
Yes.
All right. What I didn't like about it, it only had like a 1.8. And we were reading reviews, and they said just because 1.8 isn't equal to a 1.8 because of different manufacturers. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
1.8 is about the fastest you're going to find in a tablet versus a regular laptop or a desktop computer.
Okay.
So it's not bad. If you're not doing high-definition graphics and those kind of things, a tablet should be okay, especially at 1.8.
Okay. Okay, cool. That's what I needed then. All right.
All right, Evan. Evan, thank you. Scott, you're on. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Scott.
Hallelujah. I have two questions about sort of the same thing. Both my wife and I got iPhone 4Ss when they came out, and, of course, we got a 2-year contract with AT&T, and, well, the contract is nearly up. And the first question is, if once the contract is up, do we have to stay with AT&T, or is the carrier somehow tied to the hardware?
The hardware, I think, is tied to the carrier, and if you wanted to do what's called jailbreaking your hardware so you could take it anywhere, it's against the law. However,
that would be my first option.
Yeah, AT&T should release the hardware. They should unlock the hardware themselves, if you ask them.
Okay, well, the other question is, because we actually are pretty satisfied with the coverage and the service we're getting from AT&T. But and I guess it's easy enough to just call AT&T, but off the top of your head, since we're no longer factoring in the price of the phones into our monthly service, do service plans go down once you're doing it, I guess, a la carte or without having to pay for your phone?
Yeah, when you go month to month with them. It should go down, but you're probably going to have to initiate that call. I don't think they're just going to randomly lower it for you because your contract is up.
Out of the kindness of their heart?
Yeah, no, they're not very that kind. But you should be able to get a lower contracted price month to month without having a contract. The other one is you might want to wait a little bit because I think the iPhone 6, which is now called or temporarily called the iPhone Air, is going to come out if you're not a big fan of the 5 or the 5S.
Well, we like our phones, and they do what we, you know, they work as advertised, and so we just would like to keep them, but if we can reduce the cost, then fabulous. All right, well, thank you so much.
I will tell you, as you head toward the end of the two-year contract, the phone battery that you have in there is not a customer-replaceable battery pack, and they will continue to get shorter and shorter lives.
So well, eventually, I guess what you're saying, as much as you like it, they're
sooner or later, I'm going to have to pull the trigger.
Yes. Yeah. They're designed to gradually fade out.
What? I can't, what?
Functional obsolescence.
Yeah, it's exactly right. By design, they're not going to, the battery's life just gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter because they know you can't replace the battery, so what do you have to do? Get a new phone.
Get a new phone.
So eventually you're going to do that anyway.
All right, well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Jose.
All right, thank you. Scott, here comes Terry. Terry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, Jose, I have an iPad. I guess it's the iPad 2, which is Gen 4, whatever. And is there not an Adobe that you can download onto the iPads? There are certain areas where it says, you know, you need an Adobe reader to look at this email or whatever.
Right.
You click on the Adobe thing that takes you to the Internet, and it says that there's nothing available. Is there a comparable thing that you can do for that?
Not that I'm aware of in the Apple world.
I think that's also true of Flash Player.
Well, that's what he's talking about is Flash Player.
Is that Adobe?
Adobe is a Flash Player. Okay. They make Shockwave. They make a...
No, I've run into that same thing where I wanted to watch a YouTube, some kind of video, and I know exactly what you're talking about, Terry. It won't play it, and I don't think there's a thing you can do about it. That's Jose loves that about Apple, you know. They make sure that you, if it's not their stuff, you're not watching
Basically, if it's not QuickTime, you're not watching it on your Apple device.
Sounds like something. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, thank you. Have a great holiday season, and take care.
You too, Terry. And when we say to you folks, Merry Christmas, don't be one of these people that gets us all sideways about it. Well, I'm Jewish. You know, when we say Merry Christmas, we mean merry or happy, whatever it is you observe. We're not going to run through a laundry list of greetings. So I don't think we have too many people who are that sensitive about
stuff. We're in Hanukkah right now.
Yeah, well, okay, Merry Christmas. And that means Happy Hanukkah, because I don't know when it ends. It's an eight-day thing.
Yeah.
I'm not too up on
that. It started Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But I think most of our listeners are the type that know we just mean happy holidays.
We just want something happy for you. That's
great. Yeah, I can't bring myself to do the generic happy holiday thing. I think Gary's next. Gary, say hi to Jose.
¿Qué tal, hermano? ¿Qué pasó?
And we being you, too?
Muscle manos.
Yeah, very good.
My question is regarding the speed that my computer has seemed to have slowed down to that of, evolution. Basically, all I do on my computer is business-type work. I do have Internet applications that I run for things in my business. And the last month or so, this problem that I've had is every 3 minutes, the not responding queue comes up on the taskbar.
What browser are you using?
I switched to Firefox from Windows from Explorer because Explorer just went. I mean, it went back to the Stone Age, and so I switched to Firefox. And that cured my problem for the longest time, but like I said, the last month, it's been doing that on the Internet, plus it's also been doing it on regular applications. Like I use Lotus
right.
for my, you know, for my business stuff. I don't use, you know, I don't use
Excel.
Office. And even on the, you know, even on the Lotus stuff, on the 1-2-3 applications, like doing invoices and stuff, I'll go to enter data into a field, and I'll type the information in on the keys, and about, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds later, it might show up in the box, and if you try to do anything, tab it or anything like that, blink, not responding. And so,
is it a laptop or desktop?
Desktop.
How old is it?
About 8 years old.
Eight?
Yep.
What operating system are you running on it?
It's been upgraded to Windows 7.
Okay. What I would recommend is take your user files off of it,
mm-hmm.
back those up, save them somewhere, and basically wipe the hard drive and start from a clean install of 7.
Okay, because I use Carbonite for my backup system. So
there you go.
If I do that, then I can just go ahead and wipe everything and then get Carbonite back and put everything back on it again. And,
that is correct.
And that's... All right.
I would do a clean install of 7 and put Carbonite, run your Carbonite, and put all your stuff back after that.
I'll give it a whiz because my next line of attack is to take it out in the backyard and unload a couple of magazines out of my 45 into it.
Well, that might not be necessarily too bad of an idea. If you look at the specials coming up for Christmas for hardware, you can get a machine that's dual core or quad core processors. Running at 3 gigahertz or better with at least 4 gig of RAM for $350?
Yeah, I've been...
I mean, eight years is a, you know, I'm surprised the Smithsonian or Applebee's haven't called you for that box yet.
Oh, well, you know, I can't help it. You know, I'm cheap and it still works and I realize it's going slower, but you know what? I'm older, too, than what I was 8 years ago, and I'm a little bit slower, too, but...
There you go.
It's just hard to replace something that works.
And I lost my place on the screen. Is this Gary or Scott?
Gary.
All right. Hey, well, Gary, hey, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, Frank. Thanks.
All right, Gary. And we're out of time. And I don't know if you caught it, but Gary actually said, Jose, you had made a recommendation, and he said, here are the words he used, I'll take a whiz at it. He's going to pee on his computer.
Wow.
As we said, I'll take a whiz at it.
That's going to make things worse.
Take a whiz on it.
Well, either that or just drown it out and he'll throw it away. But before he dumps it, he wants to pee on it, apparently.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Jose Hernandez. You can do it again next Monday and every Monday, courtesy of the folks at ORIC and the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. If you'd like to email Jose, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. Techquestions@ktrs.com. We'll do it again next week, courtesy of ORIC. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. John Londoff joins us. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you? I'm good. I'm having a pretty good day today.
Well, let's make it a great day.
All right.
What could we do? I mean, pretty good's good, but what about great?
Hmm. Well,
you know, talking, you know.
Hmm.
Do you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was okay. I don't really get into the way some people do. Christmas is our big one because that's when we all make a point to get together where we're all in the same place at the same time. Thanksgiving, some are here, some are there. Might is in California, somebody's in Dev City. But Christmas, everybody except my dad, we will all be together. So that's the big one. That's the one that counts. They're kind of close together. We need to redo this deal where Thanksgiving is in February because February is a dull, nothing month. Or March. Make it March. Thanksgiving in March because they're too close together. If they were further apart, hey, you got something. Would you agree with that?
No.
Okay.
Then you wouldn't have Santa Claus at the end of the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
Well, you would, but he'd be warm. You know, he'd be in shorts, little red shorts with some fur on them or something. So you had a bunch of people at your house. Didn't you have like 50 people at your house?
We had a large group. The more the
merrier. Whoa. Are you okay?
Are you in the bathroom?
Hey, listen, you know, I've been out. outdoors a little bit.
John,
lately. Oh, he's well, got a tickle in his throat, maybe.
You could have a hernia with what you just did. Play back what John just did, that grunting. There it is right there.
We had a large group in our house.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I have this mute button right here. So then when it's time for me to, like, make a noise, I
just hit that thing. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we don't. We should do it, but we don't.
You haven't had Brussels sprouts lately, have you?
So you had, how many people did it end up?
I have my brother-in-law, John Keneally, the chef. He made a Brussels sprout casserole that was unbelievable. Now, I got to tell you, years ago, 20-plus years ago, I would not have touched a Brussels sprout, but it's one of Mimi's favorite vegetables, and I've really grown to like it.
Well, it's a weird. Oh, no. First of all, it's a weird thing because it's like the
tiny
little
cabbage.
It's like the little cabbage that couldn't. You know, it wanted to be a cabbage, but it couldn't make it. It was like a little dwarf cabbage, so it called itself something else, and then. What's that stuff on the inside of that thing? Is it meat? What? I mean, nobody knows what it is. It's like the mystery insides of the Brussels sprout. But if you butter them and salt them enough, and they're steamed enough where they're real soft, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, but the smell before you eat them. And,
well, that's true with broccoli, too. Broccoli stinks like that, too. Broccoli.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Asparagus. How does any food get through your kidneys that fast? If you eat asparagus, I'm not kidding, you get up and go to the bathroom 10 minutes later, whoo!
White Castle does
it. Right.
Oh, yeah.
White Castle moves through pretty fast,
man.
Too. Yeah, it's a good point. It does.
Hey, but you get I love grilled asparagus. Oh.
I like good asparagus.
I eat it every night. I don't like asparagus.
I don't like for any green things to be crunchy, and that's the way it's supposed to be healthy.
I didn't say,
No, you got to cook it right.
You grill them.
The way I do it, it's one of the few good things that I make really good, but it's asparagus in the oven, but you wrap prosciutto around them and a little olive oil on there.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Parmesan cheese. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Don't you love to talk about food?
Yeah,
hey, did you ever have anybody do one of those onions? Peon, you'll know what this is. They take an onion, they put it in foil, and they put a bunch of butter and stuff in there, and then they put the onion on the grill.
Salt and pepper it, too.
Oh,
and
you can
put a little bit of garlic on it, too, if you like.
Yes.
We do that all the time when we barbecue.
And it just sort of cooks inside that foil.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
That's a good onion.
This is why you have Thanksgiving in November, because this way you talk about food. I mean, it's everywhere. It's every countertop that you see at our house. There's food, and people are happy when they have that much food. And, of course, you know, there's a little beer, a little wine. That doesn't diminish the event. That makes it even a little bit more fun. But, we had a great
night.
I love to eat.
I don't know
if you know that about me, but I love to eat.
I know you probably cannot talk about this, maybe if it even happened, but was there, with that many people at your house, was there an event where somebody had a couple of drinks and said something they shouldn't have said? Did you have any of that?
An incident?
No. The great thing is, like, we're all getting to an age where it's a great family I married into. They're just adorable.
The worst holiday story that I've ever heard in my life happened 3 years ago to very good friends of ours in Kansas City.
Oh, I remember this one.
They had, and you'd have to know her. She's one of these women who, their tree looks like it could be in the entrance to Nordstrom. I've never seen such a spectacular tree in my life.
My aunt does a tree like that. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. You got ladders, and they have a big high-ceiling entryway. So she goes to all this trouble, and she decides, this was just 3 years ago, they're going to have everybody over, her son, his girlfriend, her mother, other family members, mother-in-law. It was like 14 people at the table. They had, and the husband and his wife, they're longtime friends of ours. Somebody said something. This was before the first bite of food had been taken. And it was a remark. And I don't remember the whole story, but somebody said something criticizing the way somebody else at the table was reprimanding or raising one of their own kids. And it went from, what did you just say to me? You're telling me how to correct my own child? And it went from that to every single person getting up and leaving. And she said it was just her and her husband. Food for 14 people. Nobody had taken a bite. And everybody got so mad at each other, they just went and got in their cars and took off. That is a Christmas story, and I can only imagine we've never had that happen because we don't host things like that. But Bill, the husband, told me, he said, honestly, he said, when they all left, we just sat and looked at each other like, what just happened? And then you try to backtrack who said what that triggered what. And it all started. Here's a tip, folks. If you're with your relatives and one of your sister or brother's numbskull kids, your niece or nephew, does something, don't correct them in front of their own parents. There's your tip, because it can turn real ugly. Real fast. Have you ever had one of those? Have you ever had one of those family deals like that?
Are you back talking to me now?
Yeah, yeah. Has that ever happened? Because you got a lot of people. You got a lot of people.
You absolutely went off on a tangent.
No, but you've got enough people that could happen.
That does not happen. We absolutely love each other. I mean, we look forward to getting together. It's just, Mimi is an angel. She cooks for days. I mean, days. And everyone brings food. And so then what are you doing that evening, that morning? She was up cleaning. That next day, we cleaned. I mean, we're both neatniks. And that's kind of maybe the only, if there's no negative. It's just that it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. When everyone has fun and they're all together and you know they look forward to getting together, it's just a great day. I just love it, love it, love it. And looking forward to Christmas. It's going to be tough, having my mom, and then, the sad thing. I just lost my aunt this morning. Sweet Dee Dee, Aunt Diana George, 21 days from celebrating her 90th birthday. So luckily we have been talking about her 90th for quite some time. But sweet Aunt Dee Dee's up there dancing in heaven with her mom and dad, who she hasn't seen for the longest time. Both my grandparents on my mom's side passed at a very young age, but hanging out with my mom and dad. So they'll have a blessed Christmas up there, looking down on all of us, and they're going to want to make sure that we eat and drink for the holidays and have fun and love each other. Don't sweat the small stuff,
Well, and I think it's a sad. I think it's a very sad time of year, and I've always felt that. And I said something last week, and I'm just going to repeat it today. If you know somebody who has nobody, if it's somebody at work, somebody in your neighborhood, a widow, widower, or somebody that, and they don't have kids, they have nobody, and you have got a pretty good idea that they're going to spend Thanksgiving's gone, okay, but Christmas alone, invite them over. And I go back to the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the John Candy scene, when Steve Martin realizes Candy really doesn't have anybody. Wow, what a great, powerful, sad scene that is, that turns into such a great scene when he invites him into his house to join his family. Do that. Just do it. Bring them in. Say, hey, come on over. We got plenty. And make up an excuse if you want to make them not feel so bad. Say, hey, so-and-so couldn't show. We got a place we need to fill. Come on. If you know anybody who has nobody, invite them over.
Well, what if I have a whole lot? Can I still bring them all to your house?
No, you're missing it. Yeah.
No, I got the vibe.
I'm not asking for people to overflow if they have 60 people. I'm just saying.
A lot of my family, they'll hang outside your house. We won't dirty it up. We'll be nice and neat and clean.
And you know what? There are a lot of people that have nobody. They have nobody. And sometimes I think they fake and it's an act when they say, "Oh, I like being alone." I don't want. That's not always true. They're not
we've
telling
always
the
done,
truth.
We've had so many of our friends from General Motors who have moved to the St. Louis area from all parts of, whether it's Texas, Michigan, all over. And during the holidays, we've always reached out to say, hey, listen, what are you doing for Christmas? Well, maybe it's a husband and wife and this or two kids. We're like, come on over to our house. So, see, we always, Mimi and I always do that because Christmas is at Kitty and Craig Harrison's house. So we just invite our friends from General Motors to come to their house for Christmas. But no, it's just, even though they have each other, it's so lonely if they come from a big family and they can't head to Texas or Michigan,
right,
or Florida or up east, So, yeah, open up your arms. You're blessed. When you're blessed and you got family and, hey, what's a few more people? And plus, it just makes you feel good, So that's a great point. So I'll just have to mention that to Meme and see if there's anyone that we need to invite to Kitty and Craig's house for Christmas.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do a little groundwork. You have to, you know, walk the halls at work and just kind of just nose around. And if you start to get the idea that somebody doesn't have anybody, ask other people what the story is. And then you never know. They may go, yeah, he lost her husband or her son serving in Afghanistan. She really doesn't have anybody. Boom. You hit pay dirt. Do something about it. You want to sell something?
You know what? We sold a lot this weekend. Met some of the most unbelievable people in our area who are just avid AM and the PM listeners.
Can you give me an example?
Joel Clark came by and bought a car.
So again, it's been a kind of a tough, had to go do what I needed to do this morning at 5:30 with Mimi and I, and to take care of my aunt and all the stuff. So I really not very prepared to give names, but I will reach out and make sure that I get some names of people. But there are quite a few, and again, as always, they're fun. They've been listening forever. There was a guy that was just in my office this late morning who was now he's an over the road driver. I'll get his name. He's a great guy, Ed Jones, Cowboy Ed Jones, brought him in.
Cowboy Ed.
I was just coming to look. He goes, but because I had such a great experience, I went ahead and bought. And he drives back and forth from Oklahoma to St. Louis. And I get more information because he says, I want to be able to pick it up. So I said, I'm sure that between the people here and folks at KTRS, we'll find out how to get a mobile app. So even when he's in his truck, you know, driving to and from, he wants to still be able to listen to your show. So.
Well, who wouldn't? Yeah. we may have some big news in about 10 days about a sale you'll be making. And a purchase. That's all I'm going to say. About 10 days away, I may have some.
Suspense is killing us.
I may have some big news for people.
Know how to just, play that card so tough.
That's right.
But you know what? We are open late tonight. The Black Friday sales event goes through this evening. We'll stay here as late as your unbelievable listeners and our fans, because, yes, they are our fans, Frank. They love the two of us, okay? It might be 60-40 you, maybe 55-45 you.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And please mention that you're AM and the PM, and man, we really toss out the red carpet. I don't know how we toss it out for everybody, but those AM and the PMers...
It's a little extra special treatment.
That's right.
That's right.
Because they're special
right.
people.
Well, we will send you some of them.
Okay, thanks.
All right, John.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. I feel really dumb about this Paul Walker thing. I must be the only guy in the world that didn't know who this guy was.
I didn't know who he was either.
First of all, I don't watch the Fast. How many of those Peon? How many Fast and Furious movies have there been?
I think there
like five or six. Right?
Same. Holy cow!
Yeah, Colin in the newsroom is a huge.
Well, I've never Vin Diesel. I've never seen anything he's been in. I'm not a fan of the Rock, the Vin Diesel, the kind of I don't know that. I like fast cars. I like a good car chase. And I like a cop chase scene, the French Connection, and that kind of thing. But I just, for whatever reason, when the news flash came on, Paul Walker, I looked at my wife and I said, who the heck is Paul Walker? Well, she knew exactly who he was because he's one of those hunks. He's one of those
right, yeah.
Bradley Cooper, 40-year-old. He could have been People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, that kind of look. But I never, honest to goodness, I did not know the name. And I feel pretty stupid, I guess. But why did you see that car?
Oh, my goodness. There's,
there's nothing left of it. No. I couldn't even tell. I know it's a Porsche. They said that, but you couldn't tell what it was.
I said the other day, the guy that's gotten lost in all of this is the other guy that was in the car that died. And
well, yeah, when you're in the car with a movie star, you become, that unknown other guy. Yeah. And he's the guy who was driving.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they know yet what happened, except I saw one cop that said incredible rate of speed.
Mm.
Because if you saw the car, whatever it hit at with a tremendous impact. So I feel bad that I didn't know more about him. But there are a lot of people that I don't know they're out there. I go back to this Big Bang Theory. I just saw another article on that Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
For as big a hit as this thing is, I've never seen 1 second of it. I don't know anything about it. There's something about it that just screams to me, you wouldn't like this. And I could be wrong.
No, I've never given it a chance. No, I think you may not like it.
Well, a lot of people do. And so
I enjoy it.
I know the name Jim Parsons just because the show's that big a hit, but I am not. You know, it's really funny. If you watch something, you're a fan of something, the people in it are, they're stars, and they're somebody that if you met them on the street, you go, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm meeting you. If I'd met Paul Walker at a gas station and he introduced himself, I wouldn't have known.
There's good cleavage on that show. I know that much.
On what? Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Really?
Haley Cuoco, I think, and then there's another one, too.
Well, and that Sofia Vergara, she's on Modern Family. I've never seen that either, by the way, but I know who she is, and I know she's...
Melissa Rauch. She
you know
plays
them all.
Bernadette.
Well, you're the Cleavage King.
Yes. No, I
why don't you write a column, a blog, or something called King of Cleavage? Well, I'm serious. I think you'd have a lot of people, and you could... Like, you know that this guy, Mr. Skin? You know who he is?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea he had. And for those of you who don't know, he's got a website, and he's got a staff of people. They go through movies, and they can give you the exact second in the movie at 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 14 seconds.
What famous actresses have taken their clothes off.
Every nude, every famous actress that's been nude, when she was nude, the name of the movie, the exact time into the movie she's nude.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And he's got a whole business based around that. Nice. We'll take a quick break. But you know what? Let's just do this. Let me talk to you about Amini's, then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll have Bill Cleveland. Amini's is ready for this time of year. They're prepared. Their single biggest category of their business is patio furniture. But we're out of that season, but it's a long season. From spring through fall, the one category they sell more of than any other is patio furniture, which actually surprised me when I heard it, because I go in and I'm immediately drawn to pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard and that kind of thing. But once you take the time to look at the patio furniture they have, you start to get it and you understand why. Now, we're obviously in the sit out in the yard season. So what do you do indoors? What can you think of that would make being inside more fun? Let's start with a pool table, and then let's say, okay, if you have a pool table or you don't want a pool table, how about shuffleboard? How about foosball? How about pinball, arcade games? How about a jukebox? Wouldn't you love to have a jukebox? You can, and surprisingly affordable. Amini's has this stigma, this thing where a lot of people think everything in there is unaffordable. It's so expensive you can't afford it. They do have some real high-ticket items in there, but they also have lots of stuff in there for $200 and $300, and it's good stuff because they don't sell any junk at Amini's. So do yourself a favor. You want that sort of gift for the whole family, something really cool for the house, then take your whole family with you, go to Amini's, take a vote, and go, okay, we've all decided it's going to be the foosball table or the shuffleboard or whatever. You will have a blast just looking. You can't say that about a lot of stores, but this is a store where just looking is a hoot. It's Amini's. It's under the Copper Dome. It's in the Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, downtown you've got stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 40 from the Ewing Overpass, and that's between Compton and Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, usual stuff. Kings Highway through McCausland, you're looking good. 270 out through Chesterfield Valley, but then you slow down at the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. A little heavy at Highway K also. Southbound 270, the heaviest traffic I saw was between Page and Ledoux. A little off the pace between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Right now I'm looking at westbound 70. It looks like we've got some slow traffic from about Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Kirstie, a new sitcom on TV Land. It's a sitcom dream team. Cheers is Kirstie Alley and Rhea Perlman, and Seinfeld's Michael Richards. Kirstie, a new sitcom, premieres Wednesday at 9 Central on TV Land. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday edition, Restaurant Tuesday. Usual cast of characters, Angela and George will be joining me. Cucina Pazzo, our featured eatery, and a visit with the secretary for the Beatles. That was her job. We'll get the stories. It all starts at 1. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
I'm Car Gal for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Our next call comes from Jerry in Maryville.
Hey, Car Gal, this is Jerry in Maryville.
No kidding.
Well, now that we're empty nesters, the wife and I are looking to trade in our Odyssey for something sporty. You know, for just the two of us.
Well, Jerry, you're in luck. Meyer Honda has the new Civic Si Coupe in stock right now. The Civic Si is loaded with high-tech features, performance technology, and an interior that was custom designed with the race enthusiast in mind.
That's what I'm talking about.
I knew you were, Jerry.
Honey, put down the cat. We're going to Meyer Honda. Thanks, Car Gal.
Thank you, Jerry from Maryville. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive and see Meyer Honda's huge inventory. Your gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if your company does solar.
Solar?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun.
Oh, sure, we do solar.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're always willing to try anything.
I should have gone to G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to out-of-towners, wannabes, hobbyists, or the kid down the street. Call the local pros at G2 Power. Online at G2Power.com. They have 8 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine is free, but utility costs are going up, so now's a good time to go solar to save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609. That's 314-839-1609. Or go to g2power.com.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Have you had a heart attack, stroke, or have peripheral arterial disease? If so, you may qualify to participate in a clinical research study to see if the investigational medication may reduce the risk of having another heart attack or stroke. The study's investigating a different approach to reducing bad cholesterol levels. Eligible study participants will receive study-required care and may receive compensation for time and travel. To see if you may qualify, call 888-82-STUDY. That's 888-82-STUDY or visit cardioresearchstudy.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hi, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. Real quick, I heard you mention the Big Bang Theory. Without a doubt, the only show each week I cannot miss. That's my